70 years have passed since the brutal battle of Iwo Jima during World War II. Perhaps one of the most iconic images of the war is the raising of the U.S. flag on that Japanese island. And this past weekend, dozens of elderly U.S. veterans traveled back there. Men like this.
My name is Jerry Yellen. I was a captain in the Army Air Corps, and I flew P-51s off of Iwo Jima. Starting on March 7, 1945, when the Marines took enough land around the first dirt airstrip.
Yellen was interviewed by the Defense Department's Video Service Hub, and they shared it on Facebook. For 21-year-old Captain Yellen from Iowa, Iwo Jima was just the beginning. Then came the attacks on Japan.
I made 19 flights over Japan, starting on April 7th, 8 hours in a P-51. And I flew the first mission escorting B-29s, and on August 14, 1945, I flew the very last combat mission of World War II, and my wingman, Phil Schlomberg from Brooklyn, New York, 19 years old, was killed on that day. So he was the last man killed in combat in World War II.
Yellen says he made the trip back to honor the memory of Schlomberg and the 15 other buddies he flew with who never came home.
It's a long trip. I'm 91 years old. I don't know how much time I have left, but it's a day of memories for me. Great memories and sad memories. Phil Schlomberg had an older brother who is now gone. His name was Michael. Michael had a daughter by the name of Melanie, and the daughter married a Dutch architect by the name of Johansson, and her daughter is Scarlett Johansson, a movie star. And I know that family, and I'm here to pay tribute and honor to Phil Schlomberg, who was the last man killed. And this completes a circle for me. It's a healing day for me, thinking back of all of the people and all the things that we did.
Healing for Yellen after the war took a long time. He fought his own battle with PTSD until 1975, when he taught himself to meditate. He started a new life as a writer and activist, helping other veterans cope with the trauma of war. And Yellen says he also had to let go of the hatred he felt toward the Japanese.
In 1988, my youngest son married the daughter of a Japanese kamikaze pilot, which took me from hatred to love of family. I have three Japanese grandchildren. I'd like their contemporaries to know that my grandchildren's grandparents served their countries with honor. No matter what we were learned about the Japanese or what they learned about us, that war is an atrocity, that evil has to be wiped out. And we are not what we believe. We are all human beings, exactly the same. And there's evil in the world today, and we have to fight that evil to make sure that there's freedom for free-loving people in our world.
Despite the cost, Yellen has concluded that the fight was worth it.
There was a purity purpose, which was to eliminate evil. And we did that, all of us. So the highlight of my life was serving my country in time of war.
Jerry Yellen speaking to the Defense Department Video Service Hub during a visit back to Iwo Jima this past weekend. You're listening to The World.